A Wisconsin congressman wants to make Madeleine Island a national park. Some residents aren't too happy about it. It's Thursday, July 25th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, organizers say they have enough signatures to force a recall of some Milwaukee school board members. Many high school seniors will be automatically admitted to University of Wisconsin campuses. And from reporter Margaret Faust, an audio profile of a Wisconsin Olympian. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany is introducing a bill that would designate the Apostle Islands as the state's first national park. SNL Kading reports that's sparking concerns among tourism officials.
The proposal would redesignate the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore as the Apostle Islands National Park and Preserve. In a subcommittee hearing, Tiffany said the bill would increase tourism and draw thousands more visitors to the region.
This will be a win for the people in my state and the country at large as more folks get to enjoy the crown jewels of Wisconsin.
But not everyone is celebrating. Local tourism officials worry a surge in visitors could exacerbate a shortage of affordable housing and workers. They say it's also unclear whether the bill would protect treaty rights of Ojibwe tribes. Those bands retain rights to hunt, fish, and gather there. The proposal would limit hunting and trapping in areas redesignated as a national park, except for Sand Island. That would be set aside as a national preserve. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Universities of Wisconsin leadership say tens of thousands of high school seniors in the state will receive direct admission to state colleges in the coming weeks. It's the first class of students in UW's new direct admissions program. Participating high schools send students' GPA and completed coursework directly to system administration for consideration. That eliminates the need for a college application and fee. System President Jay Rothman says admissions letters will go to students starting next week and will continue into September.
Our hope is that this will allow us to connect with more students and have the opportunity to discuss with them why college may be a good fit for them.
He says more than 300 high schools participated in the program, and UW System hopes to add more by expanding the types of student records they can receive. Almost all campuses participated in the direct admissions program, except UW-Madison, La Crosse, and Eau Claire. Students and faculty at UW-Eau Claire are working to develop an environmentally friendly anti-corrosive pigment for the Department of Defense. As Joe Schultz reports, it's a first-of-its-kind partnership for the university.
While college students are often known to spend their summers partying, Eau Claire chemistry major Jackie Bradley spent hers in the lab. She's one of two students working on a $200,000 government subcontract. The university partnered with an Oak Creek manufacturer to develop the anti-corrosive for military vehicles. Bradley says she didn't know exactly what she was working on at first.
I didn't find out what it was for until maybe a month or two after I started working on it. When I found out this is for the Department of Defense, it's like, oh, okay, so we're doing big stuff.
The university hopes the collaboration leads to more industry partnerships. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Organizers for a recall effort against four Milwaukee Public Schools board members say they've collected over 37,000 signatures so far. They're looking to recall the president and vice president of the board, as well as two other members. The school board has been the focus of anger from the community. That's after the district learned it will lose tens of millions of dollars in state funding due to financial reporting errors. Angela Harris is a teacher in the district and the chair of the Black Educators Caucus. She says she supports the effort.
We elect these folks to be our voices, but it seems to me that particularly with these four board members, folks in their district don't feel like their voices are being heard, respected, or valued.
The Milwaukee Teachers Education Association says they're against the recall because they believe it's being led by people with, quote, close ties to private voucher and charter schools. Coming up, the 2024 Summer Olympics kicks off tomorrow in Paris. After the break, we'll hear from a Wisconsinite who will compete in the sport of fencing. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
The 2024 Olympic Games kicks off tomorrow in Paris. Competitors from all around the world will come together at the opening ceremony, including some athletes from Wisconsin. Margarita Gutsi-Vincenti is one of them. She's a fencer who lives in Heartland. WPR's Margaret Faust traveled to her gym to see how she was preparing for the Olympic Games.
Out to final action, l'attaque touche. Score is 4-0. On garde, prêt. Allez.
Packed inside a gym, dozens of fencers stand ready with their blades outstretched, attacking their opponents and defending themselves. It sounds aggressive, but it's all in good fun. Every fencer is dressed the same, a protective uniform made of thick white fabric with a black mesh mask. But one athlete sticks out. Margarita Gutsi-Vincenti's mask is painted like the American flag. It signals something special since the native Italian is competing in Paris for Team USA in two different events. To prepare, she's facing off against another athlete, Julian Speer. In this type of fencing, the weapon is an épée. Vincenti and Speer go back and forth, taking turns striking each other. When Vincenti touches Speer with her épée, she earns a point and a buzzer sounds.
And I'm very fast, so I can control the blade with the strength of my arm, but at the same time, I'm very quick and light on my feet that I can escape if you try to come at me, or I can really jump at you and surprise you with a quick attack, quick strike.
Vincenti has always been athletic. When she was growing up in Milan, Italy, she tried all kinds of sports. When she was 7, her father encouraged her to try fencing since her great-great-uncle was an Olympic fencer. Franco Riccardi earned 3 gold medals and 1 silver between 1928 and 1936. Her dad talked to her about it over dinner one night.
You might like fencing. Give it a stab, right? No pun intended there. So I was like, well, maybe that could be the sport for me. So why not try it? And sure enough, I just fell in love with the sport. And then just the rest is history.
She rose up the ranks quickly. The Pennsylvania State University recruited her to fencing college. When she won the NCAA championship as a freshman, she was invited to the White House, where she met then-President Barack Obama.
I had a chance to speak to him and then just inquire, I would love to become an American citizen. What do you think? And he said, I would love if you became an American citizen too.
She earned her citizenship in 2019. Vincenti fell short of qualifying for the Olympic Games in Tokyo. Instead, she went as an alternate. In Paris, she'll be competing as a full-fledged member of Team USA.
It feels more than an individual result, more than me going and say, oh, I'm going to the Olympics. For me, it's more like we are all going to the Olympics because everybody here in the club helped me.
That includes a boss, Fidel. He's been coaching Vincenti for years out of the Ottawa Fencing Club in Heartland. She's the 4th Olympian he's coached and the reason she moved to Wisconsin.
Her demeanor, she's so nice and so polite. But when she comes to the beast, she comes to fence, she's like a beast.
She trains 7 days a week, and that includes training sessions with Fidel. He puts on black protective padding with a weapon in each hand. Together, they move up and down the strip, working on touches and building muscle memory. Although fencing is an individual sport, the athletes at the gym support each other. Vincenti cheers on other fencers.
There you go.
She says they return the support.
Wisconsin people are so genuinely kind, and then you can just see all the love and the care and the happiness that come from their hearts.
Vincenti says she'll bring home good results for Team USA and the people of Heartland, Wisconsin.
There you go.
Margarita Gutsi-Vincenti first competes in fencing this Saturday. WPR is talking with Wisconsin's athletes competing in this week's Summer Olympic Games in Paris. To meet more of the competitors, head to WPR.org/Olympics. And that's today's podcast for this Thursday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Mentzer and John Davis. We'll be back again tomorrow with a new podcast episode. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Have a great day.